Charlotte. We're en route with a male cardiac, age 62, ETA in 12.
Copy, ETA in 12. Crash unit standing by.
How's he looking, Leonard?
Up to his ass in alligators.
Is he going into arrest?
No, he's not.
What did you do?
Aspirated his chest. His attention pneumothorax pressing on his heart. It just looked like a cardiac.
Nice catch. How did you know?
Because he's dying of cancer. He's already eaten through one lung.
That's amazing. How did you know, Leonard?
Hello?
pretty cozy. Who'd ever want to leave?
Well, whoever happened to get locked in here last night, I guess.
That would be one Leonard Morris Betts, age 34. But it should probably be noted that when Mr. Betts arrived here last night, he was sans head. He was decapitated when his ambulance crashed. He was an emergency medical technician for this hospital. A very good one, apparently. A slew of accommodations, write-ups in the local paper.
What about the morgue attendant?
Somebody cold-cocked him and stole his clothes. He didn't see who. No alarms tripped, no sign of a break-in. It's weird, huh?
Mulder, what are we doing here?
Did I mention that Mr. Betts had no head?
Yes. So, I mean, you're not suggesting that a headless body kicked his way out of a latched morgue freezer, are you? Are you? Because I think it's obvious this is some kind of bizarre attempt at a cover-up.
Meant to conceal what?
My guess would be body snatching for profit. There's a shortage of teaching cadavers at medical schools. An unscrupulous medical supplier might pay top dollar, no questions asked.
Yeah, but why take a headless one and leave so many top dollar bodies behind?
Sir, those video grabs you asked for? We found something. These are from the emergency room camera, taken at 4:13 this morning.
Well, there's your perpetrator wearing the stolen uniform.
Unfortunately, you can't see very much on these. Well, what's all this stuff here?
Bad video. The security system isn't exactly state-of-the-art.
And if this is our guy, what did he do with the corpse he stole?
Well, maybe he got spooked and was forced to abandon it.
No, they combed the facility. Where could he hide an adult body where it wouldn't be found?
I'll show you. All hospitals operate some form of medical waste processing. This unit disposes of surgical remains, amputations, excised tumors. They're ground up and heated with microwaves, and the result is a sterile soot that's used as roadkill.
Well, then there's probably nothing there for us to find.
Well, it depends how often they dispose of their waste. Hopefully only once every few days. We're in luck.
Are you sure about this, Scully? Because if you're not sure, I don't see that there's any reason to disturb all this stuff. Just...
Well, I think I'm going to need your help. Your arms are longer.
Oh. I think I got the toy surprise.
Leonard Betts.
That's his head. Where's his body? There's not enough room in here. Maybe he didn't dispose of the body. Maybe he got it out of here somehow.
Oh, why'd he take the time to dispose of the head?
I don't know. Maybe there's an answer here, something you should check out.
Well, we already know how he died in an automobile accident. What more is there to know?
Maybe nothing, but that's all we got to go on right now. You should see if you can find a place where you could examine Betts' head.
While you do what?
Check out his house. We know how he died. I want to see how he lives.
Lived.
Lived.
Case number 226897, Leonard Betts. As remains are incomplete, all observations refer to a decapitated head, weight 10.9 pounds. Remains show no signs of rigor mortis or fixed lividity, nor do the corneas appear clouded, which would seem inconsistent with the witness time of death now 19 hours ago. I'll begin with the intermastoid incision and frontal craniotomy, then make my examination of the brain. Oh, God.
Yeah.
kind of a unique situation here.
What'd you find?
So far, not much. I did a PET scan on Leonard Betts' remains, actually four times now, and each time the image has come out degraded, like it's fog somehow.
Like the security footage?
Well, this is cutting-edge technology here, Mulder. The technicians say the machine is working perfectly. They also say that the only thing that could account for this kind of image distortion is some form of radiation, but I don't see how or where it could be emanating from.
What did your examination uncover?
Well, I haven't exactly performed an examination yet.
Why not?
Well, because I experienced an unusual degree of post-mortem galvanic response.
The head moved.
It blinked at me.
I mean, I know exactly what it is. It's
residual electrical activity stored chemically in the dead cells. It's
blinked or winked?
You're afraid to cut into it.
Scully, you're not saying that it's alive, are you?
No, I am certainly not saying that at all.
But has it crossed your mind that it's not quite dead either?
What do you mean?
I'm standing here in Leonard Betts' apartment. Whoever we saw in those video grabs, his clothes are strewn all over the floor. He made himself at home. Maybe he was home.
Leonard Betts?
Yeah.
Without his head?
Yeah.
Mulder, I don't even know how to respond to that.
Well, I'm going to call the local PD and have them put the building under surveillance just in case whoever it is comes back. I'll be in touch. Michelle Wilkes?
Yes?
I'm Fox Mulder. I'm with the FBI. You're the person on record who's responsible for the disposition of Leonard Betts' remains.
He didn't have any family. No friends either, as far as I could tell.
Except you.
I liked him, but I wasn't really his friend. He didn't let people get that close. I'm not sure I could even call myself his partner. Mostly, I just stayed out of his way.
What do you mean?
Leonard was an amazing medical technician. He could diagnose illness better than any doctor I've ever seen. You know how they say some people can just look at you and tell you what's wrong?
Mm-hmm.
Leonard could do that, especially with cancer. I always told him he should have been an oncologist or something. He used to volunteer weekends at the cancer ward, read to patients, stuff like that.
Did you ever notice anything about him, anything odd?
No. Well, he never got sick. That was pretty amazing, doing what we do. He was the picture of health.
Was he ever injured on the job?
No, never. I mean, until...
Oh, yeah.
I'm sorry. I don't know what all this has to do with someone stealing Leonard's body. I mean, it almost sounds like you're investigating Leonard.
No. Thanks for bearing with my questions. I appreciate your time.
The procedure is called biopolymerization. It's basically a high-tech mummification process. The remains are dipped in the epoxy, and once it's cured, the specimen can be sliced for examination.
Well, you got yourself a nice paperweight.
At any rate, we should have some autopsy answers for you soon.
I'm starting with an anterior slice from your Mr. Betts, one favoring the frontal lobe. Well, this is certainly strange.
What?
There's something wrong with the image?
In a manner of speaking. Here, see for yourself.
Yeah. Oh, my God. His entire brain looks like one giant glioma.
He had cancer?
He was riddled with it. I mean, every cell in the sample, every cell essentially in his entire head and in his brain was was all cancerous. It's completely pervasive.
Could you live in this condition?
Live? This man would have been long dead before reaching such an extreme metastatic stage.
Well, how do you explain it?
Maybe the polymerization process distorted the sample somehow. Maybe we're not really seeing what we think we're seeing.
Maybe we're just seeing it clearly for the first time.
What are you suggesting?
Just get a slice to go.
Michelle.
Maybe an anaphylactic
shock.
Leonard?
Confirmed
and treat with 0.3
milliliters.
Let's go here.
Injector. Michelle?
Come on. Hey, that seems to be working. Good call, 208. Thanks for the tip.
No problem. Glad I could help.
Oh, wow. Never worked with a sample of human tissue before. What exactly were you looking to find?
I'll tell you if we find it.
Excellent.
Are you ever asked to defend this as a legitimate scientific process, Dr. Burns?
Only if you're not happy with the results.
Chuck did some of the pioneering work in Carillion photography in the U.S.
Although I prefer the umbrella term aura photography. Basically, by applying high-frequency electricity, I am able to photograph an organism's coronal discharge.
Coronal discharge.
Coronal discharge, life force. The Chinese call it qi. It's an accepted fact in most Eastern cultures.
And the theoretical basis of holistic medicine, of acupuncture, but what is its application here?
It may account for the fogging of your PET scan of Leonard Betts' head.
You know, with this equipment, I have been able to capture phantom images of whole leaves that were cut in half, or the vestigial image of a lizard's tail long after it's been cut off, which you have to admit is pretty cool. Looks like we got something here. Oh, yeah. I don't know exactly what you're looking for, but... oh, yeah. There's definitely some kind of energy happening here.
Chuck, would you believe that this man's head had been decapitated?
Oh, come on. No way.
Way. Are we happy with the results? I don't know about you, Scully, but those sure as hell look like shoulders to me.
I don't even know how to explain that photo, or even what it proves.
If it proves that Leonard Betts is alive somehow.
Mulder.
You said that Betts' tissue was riddled with cancer. Now, what is cancer but normal cells growing rapidly out of control, usually caused by some damage to their DNA?
I don't know where you're going with this.
Well, let me tell you. What if there was a case where the cancer was not caused by damaged DNA, where the cancer was not a destructive or an aggressive factor, but was rather the normal state of being?
Well, even if that were possible, he's been decapitated.
What if this man's life force, his chi, whatever you want to call it, somehow retained a blueprint of the actual man himself, guiding rapid growth, not his cancer, but his regeneration?
You think that Leonard Betts regrew his head?
The fluid that I found in Betts' bathtub was povidone iodine. It's often used by lab researchers on reptiles and amphibians to aid regeneration. We both know that salamanders have grown entirely new limbs, regenerated.
No, salamanders are one thing, but no mammal possesses that kind of regenerative power. I mean, there isn't a creature walking this earth that can regrow its head.
Worms. You cut a worm in half, you get two.
Mulder, they're worms.
I'm just saying it's not unheard of in nature, that's all.
Well, unheard of or not, someone is going to great lengths to dispose of the evidence.
Well, maybe Betts is trying to protect his secret.
Scully. Yeah. Okay. Great, thanks. Well, apparently Leonard Betts did have some secrets, one of them being that he had an alter ego named Albert Tanner.
Who?
I had Danny run the fingerprints. Two names came up. The second one was Albert Tanner, but unlike Leonard Betts, Albert Tanner has a living relative, Elaine Tanner, his mother, who just happens to live here in Pittsburgh.
Huh.
Elaine
Elaine Tanner?
Yes.
I'm Agent Scully. This is Agent Mulder. We're with the FBI.
Oh, what can I do for you?
Is your son Albert Tanner? We'd like to ask you some questions.
Please excuse me for 1 second. I've got something on the stove.
Scully.
Mrs. Tanner, is this your son?
Yes, that's Albert.
We know this man as Leonard Morris Betts. Are you familiar with that name?
No.
Do you know if your son ever used any other names for himself?
Why are you asking me about him?
Mrs. Tanner, are you aware that your son has recently died?
What do you mean, recently?
When did your son die?
6 years ago. He was killed in an automobile accident. Why?
Would it be possible to get a copy of the death certificate or some form of verification?
Of course.
You confused yet?
Well,
excuse me. I'm looking for an EMT, the man driving unit 208.
The new guy.
Yeah,
208's over there. He just went off shift, but you might catch him.
Thanks.
16 cap with a run on a remote installation. These lights required by unit 13.
Leonard?
Probably.
Leonard.
Situation in the parking lot. This guy just attacked some woman. She's up in the ambulance parking area.
Siskel or Ebert? What's the story?
Michelle Wilkes was murdered, but we wouldn't know that if the security guard hadn't witnessed it.
Where's that?
I found a spent auto-injector in the grass. She was given a lethal dose of potassium chloride. It's an electrolyte found naturally in the body, and a coroner doesn't usually check for it.
Betts was here, Scully. She must have discovered that, and then he had to kill her to protect his secret.
Well, a security guard did ID him as her attacker. He worked as an EMT, but his co-worker said his name was Trulove.
Do you know how this man escaped? He tore off his thumb. Because he knew he could regrow another one.
Mulder, it just doesn't work that way.
But is it unimaginable? Is Betz's ability to regenerate any greater a leap forward than our ancestors' ability to communicate with language or to walk upright?
But language, evolution, it's a process of steps, not leaps.
Recent evolutionary theory would disagree. What scientists call punctualism or punctual equilibrium? It theorizes that evolutionary advances are cataclysmic, not gradual, that evolution occurs not along a straight graphable line, but in huge fits and starts. And that the unimaginable happens in the gaps. The gap between what we are and what Leonard Betts has become.
But what you're describing is someone so radically evolved that you wouldn't even call him human.
On the other hand, how evolved can a man be who drives a Dodge Dart?
Oh my God. Myeloid sarcoma, epithelial carcinoma, these are all cancerous tumors. This is surgical waste that's been tagged for disposal. What do you think he wanted with them?
You may not want to know. Scully, there's a great possibility that Leonard Betts not only is cancer...
But that he needs it for survival? So you're saying that this is...
Snack food. I mean, wouldn't it make sense that evolution or natural selection would incorporate cancer, the greatest health threat to our species, as part of our genetic makeup?
Why do I think that Charles Darwin is rolling in his grave right now?
Ask yourself, why is Leonard Betts an EMT? Why does he regularly visit cancer wards? Access.
Cars registered to one Elaine Tanner, 3108 Old Bank Road.
Betts' mom.
Do you think mom knows her dead son is tooling around in her car?
Elaine Tanner, we have a warrant to search the premises. Mrs. Tanner, we know that your son is alive and that you're in contact with him. You need to tell us where we can find him. Last night, he murdered a woman in cold blood. By lying to protect him, you are considered an accessory to murder.
Can you tell me what you use this for? It's a pretty big bottle. You get a lot of cuts?
When my son was 8 years old, there were two boys who picked on him because he was different. He just ignored them. He knew he was better than they were. One day they cornered him walking home, beat him up. He didn't even try to fight back, just lay there taking the blows. So I don't believe you when you tell me he killed anyone. But if he did, he had his reasons.
What reasons, Mrs. Tanner?
God put him here for a purpose. God means for him to stay, even if people don't understand. And that's all I've got to say.
5 seconds on the clock. He's not coming out of Northport Press. They're going to have to do something, Greg, to try to stop that offensive pressure from Tigers.
Well, they're wasting no time. Miller in the corner to Adler. 12-footer. It's good. Tigers tie in.
Oh, boy, what a comeback. Tigers.
Thank you.
I'm sorry, but you've got something I need.
Kelly?
Find him?
No sign of him. I have a stray sock, just this.
Receipt for a storage locker.
Yeah, the key on his key ring with the number 112 engraved on it.
Let's check it out. Mr. John Gilnitz, death from massive blood loss due to what I can only describe as a skillful removal of his left lung.
Spetz.
Doing what?
Guaranteed, Scully. This man's medical records will show he had lung cancer, and Leonard Betts was in need of what he had.
How would he have even known that?
His partner told me he had an exceptional ability to diagnose cancer. Maybe his need provided a heightened sense.
Well, whatever he was doing, he's taking the secret to his grave.
Yeah, for the second time.
Mulder, Leonard Betts is dead. Of that, I am absolutely certain. And he is not coming back.
You would have said the same thing about Albert Tanner.
I don't understand.
6 years ago, Albert Tanner dies in a car accident. His mother buries him. Several days ago, the same man shows up as Leonard Betts. Explain that to me.
Obviously, someone's lying. Maybe the first death was staged.
You want to bet on that? Leonard Betts, please stand up.
Mulder, these men may be no more than monozygotic twins.
I don't think so, Scully. I think that what we're standing witness to here goes way beyond the regeneration of a thumb or a limb or even a new head.
Mulder, I don't know what you're getting at here. Regeneration of an entire body? I don't know why I'm standing here listening to this.
Because I think that the fiery crash that killed this man was a ruse, a decoy, and that this man lying here is actually still at large.
Scared of me. The FBI. They seem to know all about you. They dug up the coffin. They found your friend. I don't think they're ever going to leave you alone. And you're weak. You have to restore your strength. You know what you have to do. I'm your mother. And it's a mother's duty to provide. Mm-hmm.
this man really exists, what makes you think he'd come back here?
The only person connected with Betts who knows the secret is his mom. If we're gonna get him, it'll be through her.
And blood loss. 3108 Old Bank.
Believe me, that's all we know.
Stay here.
Three guesses what was removed. He did this to her and then he called an ambulance.
Judging by the response time, he might still be here.
Nancy's gone. He must have taken off on foot.
Well, she's gonna be okay, Mulder. She's not out of the woods, but I think we might be able to get where he went out of her.
You stay with her. I'll call local PD and have him cordon off the area.
Okay.
It's a special agent Mulder with the FBI. I've got an emergency situation in progress. I need all available units to 3108 Old Bank Road. I'm searching for murder suspects.
Going into the ER, but she took a downturn en route. They defibrillated her to try and get her heart back, but there's no chance of getting anything cogent from her.
Not tonight, anyway. What about on your end?
Well, we're going house to house here. That's the only thing I can think to do. We got a chopper coming in, but until then, I'd say Betts has got a pretty good chance of getting away. If he steals a car, gets a ride, he could get away for good. I mean, he obviously worked this thing out pretty well, Scully, so if there's anything you can get out of Mrs. Tanner tonight, anything at all, at this point, we don't have much else to go on.
Mulder, get over here right now.
What?
Get over here right now.
Sorry. But you've got something I need.
Announced Betts 10 minutes ago.
He's dead?
As near as anyone can tell. His mom's alive, though. mainly due to the fact that Bette's dressed her wound so carefully. She's going to pull through, at least for the present.
Cancer?
Yeah. Metastatic rhabdomyosarcoma, to be precise. She was treated for it previously. Got a clean bill of health about 3 months ago. You did a good job, Scully. You should be proud.
I want to go home.
This.